Ace Podcast.
Hello everyone, this is DK, the host of Vaguely Accurate, and you're listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone on the Ace Podcast Network.
Coming up on this episode...
Normally, we go to Del Taco because of their 59-cent tacos, but we made some extra cash this week, so we went to Chipotle.
Okay.
The farts you get from there can fill a cash chamber.
She could be seen sitting in a waiting room looking understandably unhappy with her situation with a giant solid helmet of polyurethane foam on her head.
Look at her expression.
It's the best. She looks like an 80s punk rocker.
During the video, the group could be heard singing, he's got a bagel on his head to the tune of...
He's got a bagel on his head. He's got a bagel on his head.
All this and more on this episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
10, 9, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on, 5, 4, 3.
Hey there, this is Craig.
Hey, this is Aaron.
Hey, guess what? You're listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
And this is the podcast that brings you the best in weird news, strange stories, and funny stuff. And we do it twice a week.
And?
Yes.
We've got a brand new phone number.
We do have a phone number.
Not a brand new one. We're the only one we got.
Why would they call this number, though?
Because you want to call and tell us stuff. Like,
yeah.
How awesome we are.
No.
How horrible we are.
Right.
You want to tell us, some funny story,
if
anecdote.
You got a story, yep.
You tell us, find a story online.
Yep. Yeah.
Ask a question.
Yes,
wanna
that's
send,
a big one.
Want to send us a Western Union MoneyGram?
You could do that. The questions are a big one. Or
yeah.
Just a shout-out. If you just want a shout-out. Because we're going to play these on the air.
We might.
The phone number is area code 629-888-2896.
That's 629-888-2896. That's 629-888-2896.
And now for the news.
Top story. Russian man gets married to pizza.
What?
Says love between humans complicated.
Well, no joke, but I think a love between a human and a pizza is even more complicated.
I don't know. I love pizza.
Well, that's going to, if they've been married like for more than 2 weeks, she's going to smell terrible.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
Yes.
It's not going to be good.
He wakes up and says, hey, good morning, pizza face.
That wasn't funny. Don't do that. Ready?
Yeah.
Strange things are happening around the world, and just when you think you've heard the last of it, another one pops up. Just like the story of the 22-year-old Russian who recently got married to a pizza.
Hang on. It's Russia.
There is a rabbit with a pancake on his head. I don't know what you're talking about.
While some might consider pizza the best fast food ever,
nope.
This unnamed group... I love pizza.
I love pizza too, but it's not the best fast food ever.
What is?
Well, I'd take a hamburger over a pizza.
I don't know. What if it's a hamburger pizza?
Ooh.
There you go. While some might consider pizza the best food ever, except for Aaron,
yeah.
This unnamed groom found the round flatbread, usually topped with tomato sauce, cheese, and other spices, and baked in an oven, his perfect choice of a bride.
Oh, gosh.
Again, another situation of a mentally ill person.
Yes.
We're taking kid gloves,
and
to.
Before yep. You know it, they're going to, I'm sure somebody allowed him, go ahead.
To give it all the trappings of the wedding of a wedding ceremony, this particularly lucky pizza had to be dressed in a white bridal veil.
I thought this was going to make me laugh. It's only making me angry.
It's making me sad. Even more interesting was the fact that this unusual wedding ceremony allegedly took place in the city of Tomsk, Russia, in a pizzeria with chefs and managers
Good
as witnesses.
Night.
They actually made his bride. Why not in a church, mosque, or court, you might wonder?
Yeah.
Well, skeptical Russian authorities who did not know what to make of the man's decision refused to officially register the marriage, and
good
the church
them.
Also turned him down.
Very good.
The groom said he came up with the idea to marry his favorite fast food because he was tired of being alone and did not want the complications
good.
That come with being in a relationship with a woman.
No, he wouldn't want to do that.
I can promise you that if I was alone and lonely and needed to talk to somebody, the pizza will talk to my belly, but it's not going to make me any less lonely.
No. If you're talking to a pizza, it don't get much lonelier than that.
Unless it's Pizza the Hut.
Oh. I see.
Yeah. You see what?
Yeah.
What
I'm
I
not.
Did.
I don't want to.
That's a Spaceballs reference.
Yeah.
Anyway, At some point, I was the only live pizza I could think of.
Well, that's okay.
He ate himself to death.
Oh, that's right.
He died. Yeah. At some point, I realized that half of my friends are complaining about their better half while the others were complaining about the lack of a better half. He was quoted as saying.
Yeah, well, that's true probably.
Love between two humans is a complicated, wild thing, the groom added. I was grateful that I had at least my love of food. And then it came to me that actually love for food remains stable no matter what.
That's true.
Pizza, on the other hand, would not reject you or betray you. And speaking quite frankly and sincerely, I had a problem with the word sincerely.
Well,
I love it.
The only connection I could see is
the rainbow connection.
I love Lori, my wife, and I can't live without her.
She's not a pizza.
And I can't live without food. And that's the only connection I could find.
That's about as close as you can.
Can't live without either one of them.
You want to get away from the crazy, back away from the crazy wall.
Yeah, okay.
The pizzeria. They have to explain to us it's a place where pizzas are made. Even presented the groom and his bride with an unofficial wedding certificate on a clipboard.
Yeah.
After the ceremony, the happy groom posted in front of many cameras with his pizza wife.
Well, what do you think? I could have given him an unofficial wedding certificate. I mean, that could be anything. That could be a
Pizza Hut gift certificate.
A Mad Magazine, even. Or
you're really fixated on Mad Magazine.
Oh, it's
one of your all-time favorites.
It really is.
Hey, we're going from pizza to pizza.
Let's do it.
Pizza, pizza.
It's a pizza episode.
Pizza, pizza.
Headline is, Pizza Hut Japan is bringing back its store run entirely by cats. Hang on. Unclear why this took so long.
Why would it take so long?
Pizza Hut Japan is reopening its Pizza Cat store, a holy fake location mismanaged by a team of cats that proved wildly popular online in 2014.
This sounds awesome.
The all-feline staff excelled at looking cute, but were literally the worst at their jobs. They couldn't clean, stay awake on the job, study sales reports without eating the desk plant, or deliver orders in anything resembling a timely manner. Frankly, it's hard to tell what improvements, if any, have been made this time around, mostly because the ad is in Japanese.
It's in Japanese.
Granted, they've technically had 3 years to polish up on their managerial skills, which is like, well, over a decade in cat years. But the mountain of coupons that alarms new hire Shenjin suggests the new strategy might be to buy customers' loyalties. So there's a Pizza Hut in Japan.
It's not real.
It's not real, but they've got video cameras and commercials and Pizza Hut cats.
Actually sounds kind of cute.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it.
Oh, who likes a pot pie?
Me.
Who likes a pot pie?
I love a chicken pot pie.
Hey.
I like to say chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
You say it really? Chicken pot pie?
Chicken pot pie. Family argument over pot pie turns bloody.
Gross.
I don't want a bloody pot pie.
No.
A York County, Pennsylvania man reportedly attempted to attack his father with an axe.
What?
And slit his throat with a knife Sunday
Good
during
grief.
An argument over how much pot pie he ate.
So wait a minute. The father ate too much of the pot pie, and the son said, oh, no, you don't.
No, the father told him he was eating too much, and the son said, no,
okay,
I have none of it.
So the attacker,
son went after dad.
Got it. Okay.
Kevin Blash, 30, of Springsbury Township, Springsbury, was charged with an attempted homicide, simple assault, and two counts of aggravated assault. He was reprimanded to the York County prison on a $75,000 bail. Blanche was found by police outside his home with blood on his hands, neck, chest, and ripped shirt.
So he actually attacked him.
I guess so.
It wasn't
his father, Dennis, 61, told police his son attacked him with an axe. He suffered wounds to his chest and neck and a wrist, according to the story.
Now, didn't we have last episode? We had a story of a kid. No, he threw a pork chop.
Yeah, we had a pork chop earlier. Yeah,
okay.
Kevin Blanche told police his father confronted him Sunday morning about an argument he had with his mother the night before about eating too much pot pie. His father asked to speak with him and blocked his path. Oh, no, you do not block Kevin Blanche's path.
Not when there's pot pie involved.
He said Kevin Blanche said he then picked up his M48 Tomahawk. Now, that's not to be messed with. It's not the M47.
That sounds like a helicopter.
It's the M48.
Oh, the M48. That's
a sharp one. Yeah, that's a sharp one.
A throwing axe.
It's a throwing axe.
What, does
he
work for the circus?
Well, he's a Scottish. He wears a kilt and he throws axes.
He almost killed his father.
He almost killed him. Anyway, he tried to hit him in the jugular vein, but he found out his dad couldn't juggle. So he went ahead and... Just hit him wherever. A struggle ensued, and Kevin Blanche said that he tried to grab a knife from his belt.
Good grief.
But that his father grabbed it. I know. He said that he wanted to neutralize the threat and that he wanted to kill his father.
Good grief. All over a pot pie. That must be some pot pie.
They're pretty good. Pot pies are good.
It must be one from a restaurant or something.
Maybe.
Hey, Craig.
Hey.
You want to go to Florida?
No, you just went. I do want to go to Florida if I go to the beach.
Okay.
Or Disney World.
In Florida, I went berserk.
This is Gainesville, Florida. Headline is, Florida man dies in meth lab explosion after lighting farts on fire.
That was my story.
That you sent the story
sent
and
you,
made me laugh.
While
I was
you were
actually
in Florida.
I was actually in Florida when you sent me this.
And I kind of you would do an on-the-spot report. Like maybe go
I
to Gainesville.
Have. I could have.
You could have done a live on the spot.
I don't like Gainesville, though. Orlando's nice. Gainesville's.
I heard those days you were there, all you were doing was gaining.
Oh, that's true. A 37-year-old man is dead after his trailer. Another death on Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone.
Another one.
Two episodes in a row.
You're a liar. You said we never cover death.
A 37-year-old man is dead after his trailer home was destroyed in a meth lab explosion caused by him lighting up Blue Angels.
That's a name for that? There's a name for that?
Blue Angels to amuse his wife.
I amused her all right.
The man's wife was found lying on the couple's front yard, reportedly still laughing.
Laughing?
A blue angel is when you put a lighter to your butt and fart on it.
Okay. Making it catch on fire. Do I need to keep going for you? Aaron's going to pass out in a minute.
It's funny as all get out, explains the man's wife, who claims to be an expert on the subject. I'd like to see where she puts that on a resume.
I love this next line.
Normally, we go to Del Taco because of their 59-cent tacos, but we made some extra cash this week, so we went to Chipotle.
Okay.
The farts you get from there can fill a gas chamber.
I don't know. I don't know. Are we supposed to be playing the Florida theme or the poop theme?
Here, just to be safe, let's play this. Okay, so his wife was laughing in the front yard when the cops got there. Okay,
just say it. They found her naked in the front yard.
Laughing
naked.
Here's what she said.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know he's
looking. Well, there's stuff wrong with it. I'm saying for you to tell that
well,
part.
Listen to this line. I know he's looking up from the grave, laughing his butt off, saying it was worth it. I don't think so.
No. She said, what was the extra bit there? She said,
she said, smiling through blackened teeth,
apparently
not caused by the fire.
So she's a crackhead.
So listen to this. This is typical. The woman plans on suing Chipotle, which failed to address their peppers causing a higher rate of methane and human gas. She offered a statement. I'm not mad about my husband dying. I just got my eyebrows did, and now they're gone.
She said did.
She did say did.
Yeah, she did.
Chipotle Mexican Grill has yet to respond.
And they shouldn't.
She's not mad about her husband dying.
No.
She's mad about her eyebrows.
She's.
And if you've got money to get your eyebrows did, why don't you do something about those black teeth?
Why don't you, if you're making meth?
Yes.
I don't think going after Chipotle is your biggest problem.
No, it's not.
And I would actually put the teeth above that.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
What a story.
All right. Okay, you ready for this next story? I saw this is actually kind of a sweet story.
Kind of, yeah, it is kind of sweet.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. It's official.
This is a bucket list story.
Yeah.
And
do you have a bucket list?
I have not really a bucket list, but if I was to stop and think about what I'd want to do, I think I want to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
And just eat nonstop. And then I'd like to go to like New Zealand or Australia.
Yeah.
I'd like to
hike Scotland.
And then maybe if I was going to get to die my own and by my own choice.
Yeah.
I think I'd go to Australia and get something there to kill me.
You know what I did? I never know. Nobody knows when they're going to die. So I looked at my life these past 49 years. It picked the highlights, and I've already done everything. I put those on my bucket list, so it's all checked off now.
I just try to get through the day.
I can die anytime I want.
Anyway, so this old lady, right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that disrespectful. She was an old lady.
She is.
99 years old.
That's old.
She's from the Netherlands.
That's the definition of old.
Yeah, she's from the Netherlands. You know, Judge Wapner just died. He was 99.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was 99.
He's officially not anymore.
He reminds me of Rain Man.
I don't know why. But anyway,
yeah.
You had to be a middle-aged dude to understand who Judge Wapner is.
Or Rain Man. Yeah.
Anyway, the 99-year-old Netherlands woman has fulfilled a bucket list dream by spending time in a police cell.
Why is that I don't get it.
Most people in custody are less than happy about it,
yeah.
But in pictures shared by officers on Facebook, Annie could not have been more delighted. She just probably just infatuated with, her lifetime.
She just wants to be anywhere there's young men.
Well, maybe, but her lifetime, gangsters and
maybe that's
robbery,
it. Bonnie
and
Clyde.
Just the whole prison and movies and just maybe
what
she
not?
Wants to see what hey, why not?
Yeah, I've never been to jail.
Because she can go to jail and she can get back out.
Sure.
But,
Yeah, she's not like arrested. Development.
No. There was a joke in there somewhere. I think you just let it go.
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't a Blue Angel, was it? Most people in custody are less than happy about it, but in the picture shared by officers, as I've already mentioned, on Facebook, Annie could not have been more delighted. Annie, who had not committed any crime.
Anywho,
she was allowed to sit in a cell at a police station in some place I will not try to pronounce, 75 miles southeast of Amsterdam, in order to achieve one of her last wishes. She's already packing up.
Man, she's ready to go. If I live to 99, I'll be ready to go,
too. She might live to 115. She doesn't know.
Who knows?
The idea came from her family. They've been wanting to lock her up for a long time. No, I said that part. I made that up. Her niece came to us with this request. A police officer at the station told the BBC. When she was reporting a crime, she told the police officer about Annie's bucket list. And social media users around the world have been queuing up to congratulate her, as the post detailing her stint inside a cell has been widely shared, generating thousands of reactions online. You are no one until you go to jail. Great job, Auntie, one user commented. Others praised the police for helping Annie to realize her dream. You get many unusual requests with this profession, the police officer said. We thought it would be nice to do something special for Annie.
What,
unlock the cell and put her in it?
What if, you could make a good movie out of this where she's in jail. She's like, oh, this is great. I'm ready to go now.
She's really busting somebody out.
No. And then the police let some other old lady that killed somebody out, and they keep Annie. And Annie's like, no, I'm
the
Annie.
And she's in there for like 20 years.
Yeah, and she lives.
Comes out when she's 129.
And dies on the sidewalk.
Yeah, right. As she walks through the gate.
Oh, right then.
Right through the gate. I'm free.
Hey, we got another food fight.
Done.
Food fight story.
Okay.
Headline is, train stopped by police when bagels flung in carriage. I like bagels, too.
I see bagels.
A train was halted by
police.
What
do you like on your bagels?
I like just a plain toasted bagel.
I like those, that Panera place. We can't talk about them.
Cause no. It's not like their Dairy Queen or anything.
No. And they got that honey walnut cream cheese spread.
Yes,
on
not
their
bad.
Cinnamon crunch bagel.
Oh, now you're talking.
Anyway, but I wouldn't throw one of those.
I'd eat that. A train was halted by police when bagels were flung around a carriage by rowdy passengers who then started fighting.
Well, they weren't the non-rowdy passengers.
The baked goods-based disturbance resulted in the train being stopped at Potter's Bar, Hertfordshire.
Well, they were probably all thirsty.
Just after 01:00 on Sunday. Video posted on Twitter showed women placing bagels on a man's head before he threw them out the window. So they were
Wait. Before he threw the bagels out the window or the women?
The bagels.
I want to watch it if he throws the women out the window.
The train was held for 18 minutes while police took statements.
Who held it that long? That's heavy.
During the video, the group could be heard singing, "He's got a..." He's got a bagel on his head to the tune of...
He's got a bagel on his head. He's got a bagel on his head.
The footage also shows bras in the carriage and outside
on
the platform.
Did you say bras?
Not bras, brawls.
Oh, brawls.
It is not known if these were connected to the bagels. So there's fights going on. First, there's people singing, "He's got the bagel on his head."
Yeah.
There's fights in the carriage, and there's fights
on the
platform.
He's throwing women out the window.
Two officers later board the train and ask the passengers for an explanation. British Transport Police, the BTP, tweeted about so-called bagel gate.
Okay, can we stop it with the gate with everything?
They shouldn't even be allowed to use the gate.
No.
The Watergate is
But
here.
Everything, even here in America, everything's something gate.
Gate,
this
yes.
gate, this gate.
Bill like, Gates. It's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Just, you know what?
What?
Let go.
It's over.
Oh, Watergate.
It's old news.
We get it. Watergate.
Yes, Rivergate.
Ha-ha.
Yeah. Telling passengers, let's be clear, no bagel should be treated so cruelly, and no one subjected to intimidating behavior.
Well, of course the police are upset because something looked like a donut was
That was a big donut. The video of the incident has been liked 17,000 times and has had more than 10,000 retweets. A spokesman for Great Northern, the operator of the 0054 service from King's Cross to Huntington.
Is this in Australia by any chance?
No, it's British. We take all incidents of intimidating behavior on our services very seriously and encourage passengers to report them to the BTP. No arrests have been made.
Were bagels harmed?
That was awesome. I love that story.
Something I like.
What?
Whataburger.
Oh, yes. I thought of you when I printed this off.
I didn't like Whataburger for years because we had them here in town, and they were horrible back when
I was
a kid.
You know, I don't ever remember eating at one.
I ate there once. It was horrible when I was a kid. But Whataburger, before you get upset, not that you'd listen, but
yeah,
I had Whataburger in Florida.
Yeah.
It was great. And I'm mad they won't come to Tennessee.
There were none in Orlando.
Yeah,
so.
Well, Whataburger was amazing. Anyway. North Texas Police Department asked residents to stop stealing Whataburger order numbers. I saw something about this.
What are they doing?
They got little order numbers that sit on the table,
yeah.
Little tent cards.
Yeah, yeah. This is in Freddy Kruegerville.
Sure. A police department in North Texas is asking its residents to stop taking Whataburger order numbers.
Please.
In a Facebook post, the Northeast Police Department states that they have recovered a large quantity of stolen property that belonged to the local Whataburger restaurant. A photo shared with the post showed 19 of the numbers on top of a police cruiser where the police took it.
Well, stop it.
I mean, there's a picture.
Yeah.
Or some people
say proof.
Picture. according to NPD, their department learned that local teams played a game that involved removing the numbers from the restaurant. They then warned residents that removing the items without consent is considered theft, which could result in a citation being issued for theft of property under $100. Well, crap, $100, they'll get that together.
Sure.
Care. The department reported that their officers recovered more of the numbers than the restaurant owned at the time.
These have been going
missing forever, and they just finally reported it.
Either that or there's a counterfeit.
They're thinking they're getting thrown away or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they used to always...
So what is this game?
They used to steal the Shoney's Big Boy, or if you're up north,
yep.
the Bob's Big Boy.
That's right.
And they'd always bring it back. I never could understand how they stole it.
Just unbolt that sucker.
Yeah,
it's just fiberglass.
It's not light, though.
Sure it is. What is this game they're playing? Like, whoever can get the highest number,
lowest? I think it's just hijinks. Go steal them, and I don't know.
That sounds fun.
If
I
they had
play.
Any respect for the Whataburger establishment, then they wouldn't be doing that.
Headline is, Craig, married man shocked to find himself on a dating site.
Yeah, well, he's at least pretending to be shocked, right?
That's why I printed this, because I've got some things to say about it. Breckenridge, Minnesota.
Breckenridge!
From the Valley News Live, after decades of being married, Thomas Paschel says he couldn't believe...
I think it's Paschel.
He couldn't believe when his sister told him he was on a dating site. Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, well, that's funny. It's weird.
How'd that happen?
That sure is odd.
My sister
told... That guy looks just like me.
Oh, and he's got my name. My sister told me her friend saw me on Zusk. So So this is how this went down. I can tell you right now. He was sitting at lunch with his wife, and his sister comes in and says, hey... So and so says she saw you on Zusk, the dating site.
No,
it can't be me. Peschel said he logged into his email and saw tons of messages from Zusk in his spam folder. I hardly ever check my email, so I'm not sure how a photo of me ended up on that site.
That's just weird.
Wow, Peschel said. However, there's a happy ending to this story. Don't hesitate to call the company and tell them to take you off immediately so you don't get your email bogged down with all the catfishing, Peschel said. Peschel said he called Zusk and they took down the fake profile, quote-unquote, fake profile.
Yes.
His wife, Dennis, says she laughed about
his
situation.
Wife, Dennis?
Denise, I'm
his
sorry.
His wife, Dennis? I am Dennis.
His
Maybe
wife,
that's why he was on the site.
His wife, Denise, says she laughed about the situation.
All right, this one sounds exactly like something that would happen to somebody in my family.
I wish it would.
I don't know.
It's just funny.
I would just hope there are a lot of pictures. Actually, there's one picture.
Yeah.
Woman ends up in hospital after confusing builder's foam with her hair mousse. You know what builder's foam is? I think you bought some recently. It's called Great Stuff is a lot of times the brand.
Yeah, you've recommended it to me and it worked.
Great Stuff is awesome. They don't pay for this podcast, although if you want to, Great Stuff.
Sure.
But you spray it into cracks and stuff and actually it expands.
Yeah.
And it turns into like a styrofoam type texture. You can cut
it. But it's like concrete.
Well, you can push in. Yeah, it's very solid, but you can cut it like styrofoam.
Yes.
So you can imagine if you spray this on your head or something, it's just going to be,
especially wet hair.
She's going to have a bald head. Yeah, because you do wet the surface first.
That's right.
So there's wet. Okay. So anyway, a picture proves once and for all how important it is to read the label on the can. It shows a mystery woman who reportedly ended up in A&E, the network, after confusing her hair mousse with a can of expanding builder's foam. You would think the big straw hanging out of it would probably have been the giveaway.
Unless that was missing.
It's true. The image, believed to have been taken at a hospital somewhere in Eastern Europe, has been widely shared on social media on Tuesday. She could be seen sitting in a waiting room looking understandably unhappy with her situation with a giant solid helmet of polyurethane foam on her head.
Look at her expression.
It's the best. She looks like an 80s punk rocker.
It's on her arm, too.
It gets worse, too. Twigs and leaves are stuck to the foam, leading to speculation that there might be more to the picture, as seen in the newspaper The Sun, than a simple mistaken spray can.
What do they think happened? I mean, a fight?
I don't know. Expanding polyurethane foam has a number of uses in DIY, do-it-yourself, situations, although, quote-unquote, hair product is not one of them. Builders and at-home handymen use the foam for everything from preventing leaks to filling gaps during construction and holding items in place. This lady uses it for a permanent hairstyle.
This is going to be on the website. This picture.
Something needs to be on there.
After you hear this podcast, or even now, look at this picture on the website.
If it's not on our website, look it up.
It will be.
Just look up builder's foam. This poor woman, she had to get her head shaved.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they have some magical chemical.
That shirt's got to go, too.
Yeah. Now, they do have some pretty strong stuff in hospitals they use to get, like, all the little probes when people are getting, like, scans of their heads, like epilepsy patients and stuff like that. So they have some pretty nasty stuff that might have gotten that off.
Maybe.
But I'm thinking, shave the head,
a hat. It's just funny.
It's funny and unfortunate all at the same time.
If we hadn't already played our poop story theme song, I would play it now. But since we've already played it.
It's our podcast.
You want to play it?
Play it again. Because you know what?
What?
It's our podcast.
It is. Headline is, paramedics receive emergency calls to stop flatulence. It's another very short one.
They have flatulence?
No, they don't. Paramedics are inundated with pleas.
What if flatulence was contagious?
Oh, with pleas to prevent flatulence by
greenhouse gases.
Wendy's patients.
What?
A healthcare professional working for the West Midlands Ambulance Service.
WMAS?
That's the one. Has made the revelation after a 999 caller, that must be their 911 over there, rang to complain he couldn't stop farting, whilst another patient needed help to stop hiccuping, according to the Mirror Online. I heard a story last
week.
Which
one's worse?
I heard a story last week of a man.
Yeah, couldn't stop.
Couldn't stop. He's been hiccuping 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's insane.
It was caused by steroids.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Among other bizarre calls received by the emergency service.
You sounded drunk just then.
I did, didn't I? Among other bizarre calls received by the emergency services include someone who complained of a sore toenail, whilst another caller required assistance locating his television remote control when it was misplaced.
Once again, public service announcement.
Yes, do it.
911, yes. Or in this case, 999.
Right.
Is for life-threatening emergencies.
Only.
Someone else is going to die because you want your remote control.
That's ridiculous.
Okay? You know, maybe you need to take some kind of an organizational class.
Yeah, and maybe buy some Gas X.
Yeah, maybe.
Or something. Well, it's time for the Flash Jackass Top 10 list.
Once again. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
10 most overrated bands of all time.
Okay, this comes from that site.
There's going to be a lot of bands that aren't on this. We always say that, though.
That's true, because this is voted on by the public. Some of these bands I don't even know. Well,
I know the names of every one of them, I think.
Yeah. I didn't know number 10.
Okay, okay, we get to 3, we're going to have an argument.
Number 10.
We're not going to argue, probably, but.
Oh, no.
Number 10.
Most overrated bands of all time.
I don't know number 10, by the way.
See, that's
the one I don't know.
21 Pilots. How can they be overrated if we've never heard of
them?
There's
21 of them.
They're pilots.
There's 21 of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're over. Number 9, Coldplay.
I don't think so.
I like Coldplay.
I do, too. I don't think they're overrated
and
at all.
You know, I'm not going to argue with somebody over Coldplay because I understand people just don't like them. And
well,
that's fine.
Number 8, Fall Out Boy.
I know the name. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Number 7, Led Zeppelin.
Should be number 1 in my book.
Most overrated?
Yes. I think they are the most overrated band in the history of music.
Okay. Number 6, Metallica.
Oh,
that was
good.
Yours, I think. I just took yours.
Well,
sorry.
It's okay. I like Metallica, actually.
Okay.
Number 5, Nirvana.
I think way overrated.
Definitely overrated.
When they start comparing, what's his face, Kurt Cobain to John Lennon.
No, no comparison.
Give me a break.
Yeah, even though Nirvana's lead singer was murdered by his wife.
According to the records and all the investigations, it does seem like
yes.
that.
Yes. Courtney Love killed him.
I did watch that.
Good.
I watched Soaked in Bleach. You watch another one.
Yeah, but I'm going to watch that one. But yeah, Courtney Love, no doubt.
It is definitely compelling. It's a good... I like.
And she
I
also
like a,
killed her guitarist.
I like a good... Okay, you need to be careful now. You're going to start saying you're slandering her online here and saying that you, she killed people.
She did.
She could kill you next.
Ooh, you're right.
She can get bug after you.
And I do like her band, though.
No.
Oh, I do.
I don't like her, though.
I don't like
can
her.
Can we get back to
person.
The top 10?
Oh, go ahead.
I think I did... What did you... Okay, number four.
Number four. Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I know of them.
That's a generation. That's our kids' generation.
Okay.
Number three, most overrated band of all time. I'm sorry. I'm not a fanboy, but I'm going to have to say this. This is a nutty list that they're in here. The Beatles.
The Beatles deserve to be overrated.
They deserve it because they basically created an entire genre.
Absolutely.
And I'm not a person that I don't own all the Beatles albums. I'm not a Beatles crazy Beatles
no,
fan.
Me
but,
either.
But you got to give them their due.
I mean, do love them.
Yeah.
But they're not overrated. Number two, definitely overrated, Linkin Park.
I know the name, it's all I know.
Yeah.
And number one, One Direction.
Now there's a band that I thought should be on here because they're rated, period. And that is Nickelback. Maybe they should have been on the top overrated.
I think most people are just pretending they don't exist.
Well, I know I have a friend, and you do too. Well, he's a fan of the show.
I have a lot of friends.
His name's Keith, and he claims to be a Nickelback fan. I still don't believe him. I told him I was going to bring it up and see what you thought.
I know him?
No, he's just a fan of the show.
I thought you said I knew him.
No, you know of him.
I would say, Keith, as a friend, out of love, I would say, don't tell people that.
Okay. Okay, so you believe him? You think he really does like him?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know him.
Well,
I'm just saying if he does say that to people, he probably shouldn't. But hey, you know.
Yeah.
I was surprised REO Speedwagon wasn't on here.
What?
Oh, no, that was probably most overlooked would be that list.
They were overlooked. Yes, they were overlooked.
Well, you can tune a piano.
You can't tune a fish.
Ba-da-bum. Gotta go, bye. Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.